historical significance. From Adam to Muhammad, the Arabic language holds a unique position in conveying the depth and uniqueness of the name Allah for God, a journey that extends from the time of Adam to the era of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, encompassing figures such as Moses and Jesus. Let's delve into the linguistic and historical aspects of the phrase "There is no God except Allah." Linguistic richness of Allah. The Arabic language is renowned for its precision and depth, and the name Allah is a prime example. Unlike the English term God, which can be used for various deities, Allah is a unique and specific term. It combines Al, meaning the, with Allah, signifying deity or God. This construction emphasizes the absolute oneness and singularity of the divine. Historical significance. From Adam to Muhammad, the declaration "There is no God except Allah" echoes through the corridors of history, starting with the first human, Adam. This profound testimony has been upheld by successive prophets, including Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and culminating in the final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Monotheistic legacy. The phrase encapsulates the core tenet of monotheism, asserting the absolute oneness of God. Each prophet, including Adam, Moses, and Jesus, reiterated this fundamental belief, emphasizing the exclusivity of divine worship to the one and only. Moses and the Ten Commandments. Moses, Musa, peace be upon him, conveyed the message of monotheism to the children of Israel, emphasizing the oneness of God. The famous Ten Commandments include a directive to worship only the one true God, aligning with the essence of "There is no God except Allah." Jesus and monotheism. Jesus, Isa, peace be upon him, similarly emphasized monotheism, proclaiming the worship of the one true God. The phrase serves as a continuum of this monotheistic legacy, connecting the Abrahamic prophets in their shared mission. Universal message. The Arabic language, as preserved in the Quran, universalizes the message of monotheism. The phrase "There is no God except Allah" is not confined to a specific culture or era, but resonates across time and space, underscoring the timeless truth it embodies. Incorporation into Islamic creed. The Shahada, the Islamic declaration of faith, encapsulates this fundamental principle. Uttering "La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah," "There is no God except Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah," is the cornerstone of Islamic belief, reinforcing the linguistic and theological depth of the Arabic language. Unveiling divine unity. The Arabic language conveys a sense of immediacy and intimacy, allowing the name Allah to unveil the divine unity without any ambiguity. This linguistic precision reinforces the concept of Tawhid, the oneness of God, in a way that resonates deeply with the hearts of believers. Connection to spiritual practices. The richness of the Arabic language contributes to the beauty of Islamic rituals. In prayers, supplications, and recitation of the Quran, the name Allah is uttered with profound reverence, deepening the spiritual connection between the worshipper and the divine. In essence, the Arabic language, as manifested in the declaration "There is no God except Allah," serves as a linguistic vessel that carries the weight of centuries of divine guidance. It links the historical legacy of prophets, including Adam, Moses, and Jesus, and culminates in the final revelation to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, encapsulating the timeless truth of monotheism.